Hello, and welcome to this weekend edition of Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name's Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Starting off an excellent program for today, Jan Wellinger looks at the growing Pilates phenomenon in a new edition of Czech Life. After that, we'll hear from you, our listeners, in Mailbox. And later on in the program, another trip through the Czech radio archives. All that coming up, so do stay tuned. In this edition of Czech Life, Jan Wellinger looks at the growing phenomenon of Pilates.
Over the last 20 years, many Czechs have drastically changed their lifestyles, eating healthier food, taking up new sports. Every weekend, cyclists and rollerblade users hit local parks in Prague from Vítkov Hill to Stromovka. And fitness clubs, which emerged over the same period, are also going strong, drawing regular goers to work out in the gym, cycle indoors, or attend aerobics classes. Martin Nehasil is the program director as well as respected personal trainer at Solarium Fitness BBC, a popular fitness chain in the Czech capital. When I met with him at the club's flagship gym on Vinohradská Street, he explained that there are constant innovations in the approach to fitness, ideal for anyone looking to improve their health.
Přichází noví a samozřejmě i ty stávající lidi, kteří chodili to fitness, tak si uvědomují, že třeba jim to nefunguje, že musí zvolnit, zpomalit.
Whether we're speaking of new clients or seasoned sportsmen and women, more people are realizing they want to be fit. It can be someone new who joins, or it can be someone who has been bodybuilding for years but realizes with experience they need to include other types of exercise as well, such as yoga, Pilates, and stretching. There are more options than ever before, such as Zumba classes to help people get fit, and more people now have a better understanding and are taking advantage.
Neustále se to vyvíjí, samozřejmě lidi lépe už o tom přemýšlejí, snaží se, protože říkám, ta doba jde dál a chtějí být zdraví.
The popular fitness center recently opened a club within a club at its Vinohradská address, one specifically tailored to Pilates, the widely popular fitness system developed in the first half of the 20th century, now recognized and practiced worldwide. The system focuses on flexibility and endurance, and the building of so-called long muscles for a lean, well-balanced and agile physique, as opposed to bunched-up muscles common, for example, to hardcore bodybuilders. Trainer Anička Hrachová has taught Pilates for 7 years now.
Pilates in Czech Republic is very common to exercise on mat, and it's not so common to exercise on machines. There are some studios with machines, but we are now the largest in the Czech Republic. We have 20 reformers and another equipment here.
According to Ms. Hrachová, the emphasis in the 55-minute long lesson is on the body as a whole. In short, the approach is holistic.
It belongs between body and mind exercises. It's a combination of strength exercise and stretching. So we are exercising without music and without any choreography. And it focuses on deep stabilization system. Maybe you know it from rehab.
In what way do the machines help?
When you are a beginner, it helps you to achieve quite a right posture and achievement of the right muscles. And when you are like advanced, it helps you to create more variation and difficulty in exercises.
By now, my curiosity, of course, had been piqued, so I asked the charming trainer if she'd allow me to try out one of the machines. Not recommended in jeans, by the way. Here's how things went.
Lie down on your back with your head here on the headrest.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Your feet on the footbar. We'll do something with your legs because you're holding the microphone.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, so you're on your back. There should be a space between shoulder blocks.
Right? Okay, so I'm lying on the machine. This part has been successful so far. What do I do now?
Your feet should be here on the bar, and you will press yourself back, and you will extend your knees, so you will move back.
Okay.
And we will use the straps on your feet. So it means that your legs will be in the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
So give me your left leg up.
Okay. I haven't bent like this in years.
Then your right one.
Okay.
Yes. And you will lower your legs down under 60 degrees.
Okay.
Even lower, even lower. Good. Lift your legs a little bit higher and keep the carriage move fluidly. And then you will lower your legs again down.
Okay.
And that's it. You will try to do this.
20 times.
20 times. And it should be fluidly and fluent, the movement of the carriage. Yeah, that's right.
And that was it. My first ever Pilates exercise. And it didn't take long before my amazing feats on the machine attracted other interested onlookers, like Sunan, an American in Prague who lifts weights regularly.
It feels like a light leg workout, but I'm sure it's just the beginning. I know that the focus is on stretching the body just to keep everything limber. I read a little bit about it.
Now keep your knees straight and just press your heels under the footbar. Don't be afraid, I'll help you. We will stretch your Achilles tendon. Good. Then back to your point position and bend your knees and slowly come back in.
Lessons in Pilates can be in groups according to a regular schedule or in individual lessons. In the beginning, at least say specialists, including Markian Nehasil, it's probably a good idea to take a trainer. That in order to learn necessary steps properly to avoid picking up bad habits like in any other sport.
Like in tennis or any other sport, it is possible to pick up bad habits or mistakes early. So at the beginning, it's a good idea to go over the specifics with an expert. Otherwise, you could end up hurting and not helping yourself. The idea is to improve, not make things worse.
Well, I certainly enjoyed my stint, and if you're considering trying out Pilates or just simply getting in shape, what are you waiting for? I certainly need to, but all of us do, in a way, just to different degrees. And if you're already attending fitness classes or lifting weights or running, you might want to consider Pilates. The best thing, like the Nike slogan says, is probably to just do it.
Na těch strojích je samozřejmě dřina, sám jste pocítil při zkoušce, že je to hlavně posilování.
Of course, the machines aren't easy, as you saw yourself. It can be tough. They are physical and emphasize breathing, but are ideal for a better overall body and to stay in shape.
Ideální pasy pro tvarování toho těla.
Jan Wellinger there talking to Martin Nehasil for that edition of Czech Life. You're listening to Radio Prague, and up next on our program we'll hear from our listeners who have written in for this month's mailbox, presented as always by Pavla Horáková.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague's mailbox program, where we quote from your emails. This one is from Y. Venkata Ratnam from India.
It is after a long gap I'm writing to Radio Prague. Sometimes I'm of the opinion the changes the world has seen in the last 15 or 20 years are extraordinary. The days of snail mail, telephone dialing and waiting for the reply, leaving a message to call at a particular time, listening eagerly to analog digital transmissions from distant radio stations. All these have changed a lot or are gone altogether. But those days are great to remember and discuss with old-timers. The changes are also to be invited as long as they are good for the present conditions. The mobile wherever and whenever you want to call and talk to somebody. The internet where lots of information is kept stored and people make use of it from nook and corner. The internet radio where one can listen to hours of broadcasting without many setbacks. These are a few to name. Keep going. It's all the best that happens.
And now, as every month, it's time to look at your competition answers to our Mystery Czech quiz question. Mike Shea from Scotland wrote,
the mystery botanist is Benedikt Rozel. Born in Prague in 1823, after early years in Bohemia, Rozel traveled extensively, initially to Belgium, but fairly soon to America, Mexico, and Cuba, where he lost his left hand in an accident, which he replaced with a hook, and then to South America, Peru, and the Andes. He made a huge study and collection of some 800 orchids, new to science, over 40 of which carry his name. He retired to Prague, where he died in 1885. A statue stands in his memory in Charles Square.
Paul R. Peacock writes from Australia.
Benedikt Rozel was perhaps the most famous collector of orchids of his time. He became the chef de culture at the School of Horticulture of the Belgian government in 1852 after holding several horticultural posts. In 1854, the opportunity arose for him to travel to Mexico via the USA. Unfortunately, he lost his left hand in 1868 in Havana, Cuba, while demonstrating his fiber extracting machine, but afterwards he wore a hook in its place. Traveling extensively through North and South America, he often had to climb mountains to altitudes of up to 6,000 meters to collect thousands of specimens, eventually returning to Prague, where he retired and passed away in October 1885. A monument was erected to him in Prague in 1898, and this still stands on Charles Square. If one visits this, they will see an orchid in his hand and an Indian sitting behind him.
Sunil Baran Das writes from India.
Rosal was also the founder of the Czech botanical magazine Flora. In 1880, he traveled to New York, New Mexico, Havana, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, Titicaca, and many more places. I know about him because I am also interested in orchids and have some of the orchids in our garden.
Li Ming from China sent us this answer.
Benedict Rosal was one of the most widely traveled orchid hunters. He spent decades in Central and South America stripping orchids from the wild. Almost all of his travel was on horse or by foot. He is credited with the discovery of about 800 species of plants. For the rest of his life, he was interested in news in the field of gardening and botany. He corresponded with colleagues abroad. A number of plants, mainly orchids, were given names to which Rosalie was added. He is commemorated today by a Prague statue that raises an orchid with one hand and clasps a book with the other.
Zara Modu writes from Nigeria.
Traveller, gardener and botanist Rutzel was first trained as a gardener at Count Thun's Gardens in northern Bohemia, the western part of the Czech Kingdom and the Austrian Empire. After taking several gardening jobs in 1846, he started working as a gardener in the Louise van Hoot Garden in Belgium. He became the main gardener of its tropical greenhouses, and later, when the garden became a national institute, he was named the main gardener too.
Colin Law from New Zealand sent a thoroughly researched answer.
Rosal sent large consignments of plants and seeds back to Europe, including occasions where he sent 8 tons of orchids from Venezuela to London, 10,000 plants from Peru and the Andes, 800 species of flowering plants and trees previously unknown to European horticulture, and numerous shipments of orchids, including those which came to be named after him. Some commentators suggest that we should be grateful that the days of savagely pillaging entire populations of orchids for the mass market are long gone.
Charles Konesny writes from Ohio.
Rosal became a gardener by working at some of the famed gardens of Europe. His interest in orchids began to take hold and he got the itch to go elsewhere in search of trees and other flora, but especially orchids. So it was off to the Americas. It wasn't easy as he traveled North and South America for years by foot and horseback. It wasn't made any easier when he lost his left hand in Cuba, but he was very successful and sent thousands of orchids back to Europe and to the deal he had with Sander & Co. in London. He discovered over 800 species of orchids and became the foremost expert on orchids of his time. Rosal never amassed much wealth doing what he did, but he did amass a wealth of love for the orchid. He is honored by a statue in Prague and also has a very nice gravesite. Who knows, maybe I gave a Rosal orchid to my date at our high school prom.
Thank you very much for your answers. This time the lucky winner is Jarosław Jędrzejczak from Poland. Congratulations, and here's another question for the month of August. In August, we would like to know the name of the Czech chemist who was behind the development of a number of groundbreaking antiretroviral drugs used around the world to treat diseases such as HIV/AIDS and hepatitis B, and who sadly passed away in July 2002, aged 75. Please send us your answers by August the 24th. We are looking forward to your comments, either by email or on Facebook, as well as your questions and reception reports. Until next time, happy listening.
Many thanks to Pavla Horáková and to all of you who took the time to write in. Now, as ever of a Saturday, it's time for another trip down memory lane, or rather through the halls of the Czech radio archives. Here's David Vaughan.
If you tune into Czech radio on New Year's Day, at some point you'll hear this. The Czech presidential fanfare, played to introduce the president's annual address to the nation. It was Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, who established the tradition when he addressed listeners on Czechoslovakia's 10th birthday in 1928. Here is a short extract, which also happens to be one of the oldest recordings in our archives.
Demokracie není pouze formou státní, nýbrž také metodou všeho veřejného a soukromého života. Je názorem na život.
Democracy is not just a form of state, but also something that permeates all public and private life. It is a view of life. The basis of democracy is agreement among people, reasonable interaction, love and humanity.
Podstata demokracie je zhoda lidí, jejich mírné občování, láska, lidskost.
60 years later, the president was Gustav Husák, and at the time Czechoslovakia's communist leaders had a very different idea of what democracy meant. By the late 1980s, huge changes were underway in many countries of the Eastern Bloc, but in Czechoslovakia, it was business as usual. Here is a short extract from Gustav Husák's New Year address on January the 1st, 1989. From the depth of my heart, I greet our Soviet brothers, the nations of other socialist countries, and friends of Czechoslovakia the world over. Once again, I would like to wish you good health, joy, goodwill, and success at work, so that we can fulfill our common plans together, and so that our homeland, the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic, may continue to flourish. This was to be Gustav Husák's last New Year address as president. Within a year, the communist regime had collapsed and Václav Havel was swept to Prague Castle. In his first presidential address, Havel's message was the exact opposite of that of his predecessor.
40 let jste v tento den slyšeli z úst mých předchůdců v různých obměnách totéž.
For 40 years, you have heard my predecessors tell you in various versions the same thing, that our country is flourishing, and that the most wonderful opportunities are opening before us. I assume that you have not chosen me for this office in order for me to lie to you. Our country is not flourishing. To this day, President Havel's words of January the 1st, 1990 are well remembered. In a sense, they mark the end of the Velvet Revolution and the symbolic first step on the long and difficult path to reform. But more of that in future editions of From the Archives.
That was David Vaughan with From the Archives, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. If you'd like to listen again or recommend the program to others, we are always on the internet for you. Simply turn to our website at radio.cz. We're also always happy to discuss your questions and comments. You can write to us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook or Twitter under Radio Prague, or, of course, with a good old-fashioned letter to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, and all of us here at Radio Prague, goodbye, and we leave you with the sounds of Leoš Janáček's Sinfonieta.